Yes, welcome back to YSR, the big esports show, as it is now time for us to head to Lincoln, Nebraska, check in with our NFL and college football analyst, and that is Jason Peter, and have him examine the NFL's latest and recent handling of the alleged violent crimes and the state of the NFL. Good evening, Jason. It's nice to have you with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's been a very busy week here in Houston, and obviously a very busy week tracking all the details that continue to unfold in the NFL. And so, you know, it's hard as we're gearing up for week three of the season. It's really hard to get excited about this year and the matchups with all the recent off-field allegations and transgressions. Just what's your takeaways as a former NFL player?
Yeah, it's a mess. I think it, you know, anybody can see that, whether you're a former player or just a casual fan or not a fan at all. You know, you turn on the morning news or evening news, and the lead story for the past week has been the NFL. Nothing positive in those stories. So, you know, I'm not one of these people that thinks this is the collapse of the NFL, or that people need to throw in the towel on the NFL. You know, a few men, you know, obviously a few being players and one who runs the league, you know, they don't speak for everybody, and their actions don't represent all football players that are playing, that have played. But, you know, one of these incidents is too many. And they need to they need to kind of regroup, I think, and make sure that there's a proper punishment in place, that if something like this happens again, and obviously we're seeing now with Jonathan Dwyer now, you know, being arrested for domestic abuse as well, it just seems like it never stops. And you kind of scratch your head wondering, what in the world would another guy, how would he even venture down that road? Whether it happened or it didn't, you know, I think obviously there's going to be an investigation, but golly, I mean, you got to be smarter than that. But, you know, I think the National Football League has been built by, you know, commissioners prior to Roger Goodell. It's been built by players prior to Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson, and it will continue to thrive, I think. But obviously this is a step backwards.
Well, you know, you name off the names Greg Hardy, Ray Rice, Ray McDonald, Adrian Peterson. These are guys that have done just so much damage to the league and to its image, and you just really have to wonder, and I got to ask you, I mean, do you have your doubts about Roger Goodell's ability to lead?
Well, I guess it depends, you know, to what aspect, you know, we're talking. Because if you ask the, an owner, I think they, for the most part, have all supported him. And that's because he's making their pockets bigger and bigger. You know, he's put a lot of money in those guys' bank accounts. So, and ultimately, I mean, let's not kid ourselves, that's ultimately what it's all about. I mean, the NFL is, it's a business like any other business, and their goal is to make money. It's not necessarily to make sure that they put out, or by the time guys retire, they're, you know, the most upstanding citizens that, you know, you could possibly imagine. I mean, that's not their goal. They're just kind of crossing their fingers, I think, since the time that guys come into the league till the time that they leave, they have their fingers crossed saying, God, I hope this guy doesn't get in trouble. I hope this guy doesn't do something stupid, because they just want the football. You know, that's the bottom line. They just want the football out of guys. And when you're done with the football, boom, you're shown the door, and they're on to the next guy. But, there's no way of looking at this thing and seeing how it's a positive. I mean, maybe, you know, the only positive is that there's going to be more attention paid to domestic violence and in the case of Adrian Peterson with child abuse. So it's heartbreaking. It really is when you see some of the stuff that's going on, and these are only the cases that we know about. Who's to say that there could be more where the wife or the child just isn't strong enough to come out yet. But I think this isn't just a football problem. It's a society problem. And it just so happens that football is the most popular sport in America. And if one of these guys, messes up, you're going to know about it.
It's our weekly Under the Helmet segment with our NFL and college football analyst, Jason Peter, right here at YSR. And Jason, you know me long enough that I don't like to be critical, but just when I look back and look at this situation, I mean, it's just total lack of integrity and disregard for doing the right thing and lack of compassion.
Yeah, well, we're at a point now where there's kind of a zero tolerance, I guess you could say, where now it's an 8-game suspension, and then the next one is, boom, you're out. I guess it's worrisome that it had to come to a woman getting beat up in an elevator on camera for us to get to that point where we put this new consequence, in effect. It's a no-brainer, I think. But I guess, sometimes in life, I guess, you really don't, sometimes you don't deal with things that you should be dealing with until something bad happens and it's thrown right at your doorstep. It's easy to look back and say that, we should have been this, or we should have been doing this, or we should have been doing that. The reality is this is where we're at now, and it's all about what you do with it from here on out.
Well, it's been a tumultuous 2 weeks for the NFL. I mean, obviously a ton of controversy, but just the vacillating back and forth and the changes and the reinstatements, it just seems like the only thing that gets the NFL's attention is the bottom line, is that it's money.
Yeah, and the scary thing is that if this videotape never shows up, at least with the Ray Rice thing,
right?
Then he's playing. He's playing this week.
Unreal.
And, that's crazy to think. And then you see, obviously, the pure violence on that videotape, and to think that, golly, How could a group of guys that you think are so smart, and I'm including, Roger Goodell in this, how are they able to walk away from a meeting and just say, here's two games, you got two games? And, whether or not Goodell saw the videotape or not, it's my understanding that Ray Rice was pretty clear and accurate in what he said had happened in that elevator, that he had punched his wife, and he painted the picture almost perfectly. You just didn't have the actual tape to watch it. But Goodell, from my understanding, he knew, and there's a reason, I'm sure, that nobody's seen or heard from Roger Goodell in about a week. So. You'd hope that this guy would come out of the closet at this point and start answering some more questions.
So what is the NFL, what do they still need to do, to be able to move ahead? Besides being truthful and transparent, is a female task force, is that enough?
Yeah, I don't know if Roger Goodell survives this or not. I really don't. I know the owners want him to, because he's making the money, but here you have now big advertisers that are coming out, whether it's for legitimate reasons or if it's just making sure that they're relevant and they're on the front page, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. The point is that you have people that are paying big, big money to have their name next to that NFL shield. And when those people start to get upset, then Roger Goodell is getting ready to push the panic button, because those are the people ultimately that will decide whether or not Roger Goodell continues to have a job in the NFL. You know, money talks, and that's the bottom line. Every way around, you know, no matter how you're looking at it, no matter if you're on the giving, receiving end, money talks. And those advertisers, they do. They have the power. You know, should Roger Goodell be fired for this? It's hard to say for somebody, I guess, that doesn't know exactly everything. I mean, you got to remember, you know, we think we're hearing a lot. We think we hear it all. But chances are there's still stuff that, you know, the public hasn't been privy to, that we just don't know. And it's, you know, in a back room, and you know, there's a handful of people that know every single last detail. And it's hard to make that decision. You know, would I feel sorry for the guy? No. I mean, this is a guy that made $40 million last year. You know, he's well off. And I'm sure if they ultimately fire him, there's probably a clause in his contract where, you know, he's getting another $40 or $80 million. Who knows? So he's not going to get any sympathy from me, but it's just a matter of doing the right or wrong thing. I know as a society, we often, boom, we jump to conclusions and we jump to this guy needs to be fired and this, you know, person needs to be gone and this person needs to be out of here. And sometimes we just need to slow down and take a step back and just kind of, you know, put all our ducks in a row and see what we have and, you know, then ultimately come to a smart decision.
Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are up against the clock, and we're going to be right back with much more from Jason Peter as we continue talking about the NFL controversy. Stay close with us right here at YSR.